broadcasting from the UNMC College of Nursing. Get ready for RN Huddle, the podcast dedicated to bringing hot topics for and by nurses to the table.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to RN Huddle. This is your host, Heidi Keeler, coming to you from Omaha, Nebraska. And as always, we're coming to you from the College of Nursing here at UNMC, and we are bringing you stories for nurses, by nurses. And so today, you know, there is a lot of focus on healthcare and are we doing this right? Is healthcare set up in a way that's really promoting health for everyone? And, you know, when you ask that question, sometimes the answers lead to more questions and more considerations about what we need. So here in our College of Nursing, we're very cognizant about our role in making sure that nursing of today and nursing of the future is the best that it can be for every one of our patients. So to do that, we've invited a very special guest, and we are going to talk to her about a mentoring program. So we've invited Dr. Precious Davis, and she's going to tell us about the Mary Eliza Mahoney Mentoring Program. So welcome, Dr. Davis.
Thank you, Dr. Keeler, for having me. I am Dr. Precious Davis, aka Dr. Lady P. I am a nurse here at UNMC in the College of Nursing. Previously worked in the College of Medicine, working with first-year medical students, getting them out in the community to learn from different populations and the health disparities that exist in those populations.
So, Dr. Lady P, which I think is the best name ever. You mentioned that you have been working at UNMC, but I know that that's just one step away from where you're at now. Can you tell our listeners a little bit more about your journey? I know that nurses that we talk to have all kinds of different steps along the way. So let's relate to them and tell them about your journey.
Okay, so I started here at Clarkson College over 24 years ago as a nursing tech. I worked here for almost 6 months, and then I moved on to work long-term care, moved on to Alzheimer's care. I've worked memory care units. I've worked in just every aspect of nursing and found myself back at the Med Center in 2015 as a staff nurse. Moved on to be a HIV case manager. Worked in the College of Medicine again for a year and a half, working with first-year medical students, and found myself in the College of Nursing as a Mary Eliza Mahoney Mentoring Program Director 2 months ago. So I'm glad to be here.
So, Dr. Lady P, you know, often in nursing, we start as CNAs, and if we're lucky enough to progress in to get our bachelor's degree, you know, the thought of higher education can be pretty daunting. So what was your educational pathway? Was it easy? Was it a straight line, or what did that look like?
Well, it was definitely not a straight line. I actually found myself leaving high school at the age of 16 and eventually went on and got my GED or adult education diploma. From there, I started off with my CNA license, moved on to med assistant license. And when I was in college, I felt that my mentors at the time provided me the space and the encouragement to continue my education. So I kind of worked up the ranks from my associate degree and bachelor's, master's, and my doctorate. So just having those mentors along the way and those people in my life encouraging me has gotten me to where I am now.
Yeah, I know in nursing, it's pretty unique because in some of the other health professions, you're technically not allowed to work. You need to be 100% focused on education, but in nursing, that's not true. And, you know, nurses are caring people. Nurses care for people, not just in the clinical realm, but for, in their life as well. So did you have to work during your educational journey? What was that like for you? Was that an easy or a tough balance?
I absolutely worked the whole time while I was doing on my nursing journey as I obtained my various degrees. As a new family starting off and wanting to bring my family from that underserved population, I still had to work and pay my bills and take care of the needs of my family. And most of the time I worked full time while going to school full time. And it was definitely a challenge, but I tried to ensure that I had a great support system around me to help push me in the direction that I needed to go with my studies and the time commitment that it takes to study and be a part of group sessions and study groups, and whatnot. So I worked and it was hard, but thank God I made it through.
Group projects, set group project time. There's no end to the demands of nursing school for sure. And so, you said that you made the jump into your academic nursing career because of great mentors. But when you first started, did you have any idea what to expect?
I did not have any idea of what to expect, you know. So most of us that are first-gen college student, nursing students, wherever field you decide to go in, if our parents did not attend college, there was not that advice that was given on how to navigate, first of all, financial aid and not fall into the pitfalls of taking out unnecessary loans and whatnot. And then your career path. Of course, they had the success coaches or the academic advisors on campus, but sometimes, you know, you were steered in a different way than what you wanted to go. So just having those mentors along the way or those that knew my passion and my desire were able to steer me in the direction that I wanted to go. But definitely starting off, I had no idea and fell into some of the pitfalls of trying to navigate higher education.
And so, if there's no guidance or limited guidance for folks trying to move into nursing and excel at nursing and eventually move into academic spaces, that's a real problem. And so, in the nursing profession, we know that we need to be able to care for all of our patients. And we know that certain nurses are just naturally able to connect with certain patients in a way that isn't as easy for others. And that crosses all sorts of boundaries, but in short, we want nurses to reflect the patients that we're taking care of in all ways. And so acknowledging this, nursing is trying to ensure that quality. However, from your perspective, how are we doing in that? How are we addressing the issue of making sure that nursing reflects our patient population?
You know, that's a great question, Heidi. And in my position now, as I reflect back on my early days here as a CNA, working the floor and what that representation looked like, and it's starkly different from what it is now. I can say that our leaders have made it a point to make sure that they are looking into our students and their background and where they come from to help simplify that pipeline as much as they can to help students get into the nursing field to be a representation of the patients that they care for. That is what made me want to become a director of the Mary Eliza Mahoney Mentoring Program, is it gives the opportunity for those from underserved populations that not only mentorship and guidance to help them navigate, to be there to walk them through their issues, their financial issues, and barriers that prevent them from being successful in nursing and just in higher education in general. So that's what this mentoring program provides here at the College of Nursing. And through this program, I am anticipating and waiting to see the results at the end of the program of how the mentoring has really assisted our students along.
So I really want to dive more into this because we keep making reference to a mentoring program, but why don't you tell us a little bit more about what the mentoring program is? Why do we even have this? And then I'd really love you to tell our listeners why you are just the perfect person, perfect professional to be able to take this on and make it a success.
So the Mary Eliza Mahoney Mentoring Program is a mentoring program that our Dean Sharp McHenry adapted from the Simmons College of their Dotson Bridge Nursing Program, and where they examined what mentorship was like for their first generation students and those from underserved populations. So in modeling the program after the Dotson Bridge Mentoring Program, students were placed with a mentor that they met with weekly and attended different workshops, seminars to help guide them through some of those first year higher education. And they found with the support of those mentors, they were successful with the undergirding of the mentors and the extra supplemental instruction that they received from the college staff. So in adapting that program here in the College of Nursing, our students are teamed with a mentor, peer mentors, and graduate assistants to help with weekly meetings, peer mentor sessions, tutor sessions, and graduate assistants that offer study sessions. In that, we hope to replicate the success of the Dotson Bridge program by retaining our students in the program, improving NCLEX rates. And again, the whole point of the program is to have successful students from the underserved populations to represent the patients that they will take care of in the future.
Yeah, and like you said, give them the advice and the support and help them to know what to expect, right? Because you said that was something that without having somebody there who understands, you don't know who to turn to, what to do, what to expect, how to plan. So these are the things that are integrated into that. And so, why don't you also tell us why you were so excited when you heard about this program, the Mary Eliza Mahoney Mentoring Program. Like, what makes you the perfect inaugural director?
Yes, Heidi. Thanks for going back and circling back on that question. What makes me a great candidate for this position is I too am a first generation college student from an underserved population. Mentoring is a huge passion of mine. I love to give back in that manner and just walk any student navigating higher education, what it looks like. From every aspect, again, from financial aid until graduation, and what to expect and what to plan for. And I actually wrote about a mentoring program like this in a business plan that I created in my doctorate program, and it aligned with the values that I wanted to exhibit in my business plan. So when I seen the job posting come across, I was like, this is it. This was created just for me. I just wrote about this in my business proposal 2 years ago in my doctorate program.
All
And
roads
yeah,
led back to this, right?
it came back full circle. So my passion for mentorship, wanting to walk the next generation through higher education and be a support for them, I'm excited to do it. And again, I'm looking forward to the success of this program.
Right. We know that part of the training to be a nurse is to learn how to really build rapport with our patients. And we know that sometimes that's really easy and sometimes that's really difficult. And so I can imagine that this same thing is going on as you meet and mentor each of the participants in the program. Has that been your experience thus far?
Yes, so we recruited 50 scholars or students. We call them scholars because that's what we want them to be known as. So they are assigned a mentor on each of our five campuses. And I've also had the opportunity to mentor students. And it gives me great joy. It brings me balance outside of all of the administrative work and, all the things, directors do. So being able to have those one-on-one conversations with our scholars and what they're going through and that nostalgic feeling of, oh, I've been there and I've done that, and you can get through it, but you're gonna have to buckle up your safety belt. This is nursing school and it's not for the weak. But as I was successful through failing programs, through frustration, through different events that happen while being in my programs, you too can be successful, even if it's not what you originally planned for, and if you have any delays or have to take a semester off, but you can definitely be successful if you put your mind to it.
Yeah, and I think that that's what makes you the perfect inaugural director in that been there, you've done that, you know all the pitfalls, you know all the triumphs. And for somebody who hasn't gone through it before, hearing it from somebody who's done it is just the best motivator there is. You know, we can talk until we turn purple, but unless you have that real connection, that ability to really translate real life to people, it won't work. So, one more question I think that everyone is really interested in is, what do you think this is going to do, having this program and having this kind of support? What's it going to do for our students, or for our scholars? And what's it going to do for nursing as a profession?
So what it will do for our students is, again, give them that head start, that leeway into, again, being successful. One of the main stories that I hear from our scholars and why they wanted to initially be in the program is they want to be a better support to their families. They want to be the first generation to show the next generation that it is obtainable. Higher education is obtainable. A good job is obtainable. And you do not have to settle for what your parents had to go through. So, in that, I think it will prepare them not only for resiliency when they're out in the field working the floor and they run across different populations of people. And those that they look like, or those that look like them, they will know the struggle and the strength that it took to get to where they came from and where they are now. And we hope to see that exemplified in the care of their future patients.
Yeah, and I think it also sends a huge message that, you know, we as nurses who are here now, we want you. We want your minds. We want your strength. We want your resilience. We want you to be part of this. And not only are we saying that we want you and that we want this for our profession, but we're going to help lay down the road to help you achieve it. So, you know, together we're better, right?
Absolutely.
So, once again, this is the Mary Eliza Mahoney Mentoring Program. We are so proud of this here at our College of Nursing. We're so proud of you, Dr. Lady P, for being our inaugural director. Do you want to tell our listeners anything more about the program? Maybe how they find out more information or how they can explore applying if that's something that they're interested in?
Yes, thanks, Dr. Kula, for that. So we are building our Mary Eliza Mahoney Mentoring page on our College of Nursing website. Well, the application will open next fall for admission. So again, you can visit our page on the College of Nursing website and get more information there.
And thank you for that. And we'll include this in the show notes too, so that anyone who's listening can just grab that info there. And again, we hope that this will be a longstanding legacy for Mary Eliza and the Mahoney Foundation, who really have made this huge investment in nursing and in the future health of our country. So we thank our very generous donors for this opportunity that we've come this far. And we know, Dr. Lady P, that you will bring it to new levels of success. And hopefully, we can have you back once we graduate our first cohort to tell us a little bit more about how it went.
I will love that.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate your time and we appreciate everything that you're doing. And we thank you for your resiliency and your strength and your willingness to give back to our scholars.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, I think that's it for this version of RN Huddle. Thank you so much for joining us in our conversations with Dr. Precious Davis, our inaugural Mary Eliza Mahoney Mentoring Program Director, and listening a little bit more about how the College of Nursing here at UNMC is really trying to change the face of the nursing workforce for the benefit of everyone and every patient that we come in contact with. So thank you so much for listening right here at RN Huddle, and we hope to see you next episode. Thank you so much, everyone.
Thank you for listening to RN Huddle. To stay connected, follow us on Twitter and Facebook at UNMCCNE or check out unmc.edu/CNE for more program information.